So Diane, when you're making these calculations and this cash flow analysis, aren't you pretty well just assuming that your broker wouldn't have talked to you about this property unless they already knew it was a good deal?
That's a great question. In fact, it leads to another question that I frequently get, or an objection I hear from people. They say, well, I called my broker and told him to find me a good deal, and they didn't know what I was talking about. The broker is what's called a seller's agent in most cases. In other words, they're compensated from the commission that comes from the sale. Also, remember, when you ask your broker, is this a good deal or find me a good deal, they might not know what a good deal is, and they certainly don't know what a good deal for you is. Remember the story that we talked about with the man who bought this wonderful deal on the property and went bankrupt because of it. That wasn't a good deal for him.
But it could have been a great deal for someone else who had the income from other sources to cover the maintenance costs on a monthly basis on the mortgage of that raw land, so they could hold on to it and afford that property until it appreciated in value and they could sell it.
Exactly. So rather than asking your broker the question, how do I find a good deal? A better question might be, where can I find property that's in the bottom quadrant of the price range in this specific area? When you give your broker specific instructions like that, they can then focus in on a property. Also, if you know I want a residential, that helps. When you just say a good deal could be a $10 million office complex or a $100,000 house. They need to know what range they're talking about. And the bottom line is, it's your responsibility to make sure it's a good deal. Since we're talking a little bit now about team, I want to talk about some of the other people that I have on my real estate team. One of the most important members is my mortgage broker. In the text at page 3-110, you'll see a list of the different people who might be involved in the loan process. A mortgage broker, as you look at the text, is the person who has the ability to place a loan with more than one source. In other words, they don't work at just the bank. They are a broker of different banks and different financing sources.
So they can find you the best rate, the best terms, the best length, if it's a balloon payment or if it's 15 years or if it's 30 years. They have the opportunity to help educate you and teach you what your various options are for financing.
Exactly. And a key that I found in finding the best mortgage broker in town, one of the things you're looking for is creativity on their part, creativity and knowledge. A way to find this kind of person might be to call up the three largest real estate companies in your town and ask to speak to their top producers. That means who are the agents who are doing the most work. And then when you talk to them, or chances are you'll talk to their assistant, if they're good, they're going to have people on their team. So you'll talk to their assistant and then ask them, who are the mortgage brokers they recommend? I tried this as I moved into a new town and didn't know anyone recently, and I asked that question. Interestingly enough, the same name came up on all three real estate brokers' lists.
How does that tie into the additional possibility of seller financing?
Great point. You don't always have to find a loan on an outside source. You may be able to find a seller who will carry the loans. In the text in Learn It, we'll be talking about some of the different ways you can find property and finance it.
So you also want to be creative about the money. You may not be able to come up with a full down payment. You may be able to get the mortgage from the mortgage broker, but then you may still not be able to come up with the down payment. And in that case, you may need to find a partner that has money that can help you and come in with the cash, and they may participate in the loan as well. Or you can talk to the seller. They might be willing to carry back a certain portion of that down payment, correct?
Exactly. The key in all of this is not only are you looking for a mortgage broker that can think creatively, you need to think creatively.